billowy gray with a tinge of yellow, plumes of smoke just coming over the from the Kelseyville side of Mount Conocti.
That's how Margie Lesh described the rock fire as it was exploding late this afternoon. The flames are burning 8 miles southeast of Clear Lake. Triple-digit temperatures, bone-dry conditions, humidity at just 10%, and high winds pushed this fire out of control. It grew from 150 to 1,000 acres between 4 and 7 o'clock. CAL FIRE's Susan Blankenship says air tankers are hitting the fire hard from the sky.
Currently, the acreage is at 1,000 acres with 0% containment. This is a fast-moving fire, so when the fire first broke out, we had immediate evacuations.
Mandatory evacuations have been ordered in the Morgan Valley, Rocky Creek Road area. Embers from the fire are sparking other spot fires, making this a fast-moving, difficult firefight. Those air tankers, though, we're told, are going to have to land at sundown, and if temperatures don't drop overnight, the fire could spread. The RAG fire, as we've been telling you for almost a week now, continues to flare up not far from the rock fire, at last count burning 7,500 acres near Lake Berryessa. Meanwhile, in the Sierra, the Lowell fire is growing east of Sacramento and north of Lake Tahoe. It has burned 2,300 acres in Nevada and Placer County. Hundreds of homes have been threatened. That fire is just 45% contained.
This kind of fire is not normally the kind of fire we get in July. This would be the kind of fire we would get in September.
And September and October are traditionally the worst fire months of the year. But timing is everything during fire season, and the fire off Deerfield Road in Lafayette this morning broke out at the right time.
The early morning wildfire damaged no homes, injured no one, and was kept to 8 acres.
We got lucky that this happened so early in the morning.
Contra Costa County Fire Marshal Robert Marshall.
If this had happened, you know, at 4 o'clock this afternoon instead of 4 o'clock this morning, we would have had a very large fire on our hands.
He says this blackened hillside, visible from Highway 24 near the Pleasant Hill exit, should serve as a reminder.
Now to Santa Cruz and the 15-year-old accused of murder.
Justice demands the charges that we filed, and we filed them appropriately.
Murder with special circumstances are the charges filed today against Adrian Jerry Gonzalez. Gonzalez is suspected of sexually assaulting and then strangling to death 8-year-old Maddie Middleton on Sunday night. As KGO 810's Mary Liz Cortese reports, he'll be arraigned on those charges tomorrow in a Santa Cruz County courtroom.
Santa Cruz County District Attorney Jeffrey Rozelle says the boy's crimes warrant serious charges.
Those charges have been filed as an adult. We have filed charges of murder, including circumstances of lying in wait and committed during the course of a sexual assault and kidnapping.
Many members of the Tannery Arts Center community knew both the suspect that they call AJ and the victim, 8-year-old Madison Middleton.
I can honestly sit there and say that we lost two members of our community.
Rozelle says even if Gonzalez is tried and convicted as an adult, he cannot be sentenced to the death penalty because he is a minor.
Prosecutors believe Gonzalez, a neighbor, lured Maddie into his parents' apartment, sexually assaulted, and then killed the little girl before dumping her body into a recycling container. In national news, Benghazi continues to haunt Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton. The former Secretary of State is now set to testify before a congressional committee on Benghazi in late October. The panel also expected to ask questions about that private email account used by Mrs. Clinton.
His Twitter feed allegedly had over 7,000 images and memes related to his support for ISIS.
A suspected terrorist sympathizer in custody tonight in New York. More on that story from correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
The feds arrested Arafat Naghi after they got some tips from members of his community in Lackawanna, New York, a suburb of Buffalo. U.S. Attorney William Hochul said the 44-year-old pledged allegiance to the Islamic State.
On two separate occasions, Naghi traveled from Lackawanna, New York, to Turkey with the intention of joining ISIL.
The complaint claims that while he was in Turkey, Naghi bought night vision goggles and other military-style equipment that could be used on the battlefield.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Running your AC this summer is breaking the bank. Meanwhile, the power company keeps jacking up your rates. Ready for solar yet? Better hurry, the federal tax credit goes away soon. The California state solar rebate is already gone. Your pile of lost money is getting bigger and bigger. Go solar now with Sempra Solaris. We're still the only solar company that pays you the equivalent of a California rebate. We'll actually cut new customers an instant rebate check. And our SunPower panels come with a 25-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, the best in the business. Independent surveys say 90%. 99% of our customers would recommend us. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and we're U.S. veteran owned. We get the job done with esprit de corps and honor. Grab your federal money before it's too late, with no money out of pocket, and you still get a California equivalent instant rebate check. Call Semper Solaris at 800-708-4849. Call now, 800-708-4849, 800-708-4849.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in the East Bay this time. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. Northbound 880 still dealing with some stop-and-go traffic. If you're heading to Oakland from Milpitas or Fremont, you're going to come to those slowdowns at Whipple Road in Union City, and they're going to continue up to about Llewellyn Boulevard in San Lorenzo. Past that, though, no problems at all. Westbound 580 in Livermore, that construction is still slowing you down. Well, now it's bad from North First to Livermore Avenue. Brief but heavy, I'll say. Eastbound 580, the Altamont Pass, still a bit sluggish from North Flynn to the 205 split. Heading into San Francisco on westbound 80 across the Bay Bridge, no slowdowns at all right now. Leaving the city on eastbound 80 is a different story, though. It's stop and go from 101 to Fremont, but only minor slowdowns just as you get onto the lower deck. You're well out of that, though, before you get to Treasure Island. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Mr. Kuvara any questions related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney. This is a free evaluation. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today or log on to their website at 1-800-4-INJURY.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, today's win over the Brewers puts the Giants in a first-place tie in the National League West with the Dodgers. Meanwhile, the Dodgers and the A's are dueling it out in Los Angeles. Dodgers up 1-0 in the third. Well, I don't have to tell you it was hot today, but this is how hot. The hot spot was 107 in Livermore. Napa checked in at 93, Santa Rosa 96. It is going to be slightly cooler tomorrow, but we're still going to see triple digits in Livermore, Kentfield, Napa. Beaches are going to return to the 60s on Friday. It'll be in the 70s, though, in Santa Cruz, mid-90s inland. The humidity will move in on Friday, so it will feel hot and muggy on Saturday. You gotta love that. Right now, around the Bay Area, still pretty warm, 88 degrees in Livermore. It's 79 in Walnut Creek, 68 in San Mateo, 79 in San Jose. It's 63 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues with Christine Kraft tonight. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
She's crafty. She gets around. She's crafty. She's always down. She's
That's
crafty.
Right. Yeah, I am Christine Kraft, and Heather's with me also. Drex isn't here, though, because he doesn't feel well. I think I'm absolutely sure this hot weather brought him down. Heather, do you hate this hot weather?
No, I love it. But
oh, you little brat.
Well, you know, I'm in the cooler side, you know.
That's
San Francisco
true.
See, did not really heat up today. But I did drive around with the top down, so got
you
that out of my system.
Drove around with your top down?
Oh,
on your car. Absolutely.
Why
no,
does everyone get that wrong?
Because you want us to, you little
Because it's you. Yeah, right. Because it's you, Heather.
Me. That's me. Oh, no. But I really despise it. You don't live in Sacramento like I do, though. And it was 109 here today. And there's a certain point where you just... You know that if you take a breath of it, you'll probably just explode. It's so bad. It's such a blast furnace. And on those days, like today, one just stays inside and prays that the air conditioning keeps humming. That's really the game. It's very sort of low-key.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've got a guest. Oh, one thing I wanted to mention before we go on to our guest, and that is you were mentioning to me in the break, there's a little bit more information about the good Dr. Palmer, isn't there?
It's true. Some newspaper uncovered it.
Yeah, something about women saying that perhaps he stalks them too.
Yeah, and so let's see. We got this from Raw Story. According to public documents, and they're posted at Raw Story, Palmer is accused of sexually harassing a receptionist, also his patient, between July 1999 and January of 2005, subject to verbal comments, physical conduct involving her breasts, buttocks, and genitalia.
Oh, my God, why am I not surprised? And that you also mentioned to me that your parents once had a favorite TV show, and it's kind of cute. It's kind of like what we've been talking about.
Yeah, it's new. I haven't seen it yet. It just started in 2015, called Zoo. And here's the IMDb description. A young scientist searches to find out what's causing a rash of violent animal attacks. And when my parents tell me about it, their eyes get all round like, it's awesome. So the animals are getting revenge.
So the animals are turning on the people in this TV show called Zoo. And your parents love it. There we go. Well, good for them. Now, do we have our guests lined up to speak with
sure
us?
Sure do. We've got Adrian Ravaroor. I love saying
Ravaroor.
That.
What a great name. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm very well, and this, and I wanted to mention this because I know you've been doing. You've just got a great honor from the San Francisco, the Board of Supervisors, the County and City of San Francisco, honoring you for your efforts in co-founding, founding a group called Vanguard back in the '60s. And many people nowadays don't know, and like old geezer like you would know, because you were there, that San Francisco wasn't always very gay friendly and pleasant place to be, was it? There was a real fight for rights.
Well, if you go back to 1890 with the miners, I think they were dancing with themselves because there weren't enough women. That's in the literature. However, as things progressed after World War II, there was a lot of repression of gay people. I was a staff member at Intersection, and my fellow staff member, Juan Ilariaga, wanted to show me gay life, so he took me to a gay bar, and I thought it was actually a very dreary surrounding, and then he told me, oh, don't stand too close. And I said, why? He said, well, if you stand close, they'll arrest you. And there was plainclothes people there, he said.
And what year was this?
Also at that period of time, being gay was considered a mental illness. People weren't allowed to dress differently. Gender variant people were not allowed to wear opposite clothing, or they could be arrested also. So it was rather repressive. And also the kids who I ended up helping, the LGBT street youth, were considered pariahs and trash. If they would buy something in the store or in a restaurant, they were told to take it outside and eat if they weren't wanted.
Wow.
That's kind of unbelievable. Considering now that San Francisco is considered probably one of the most gay-friendly places in the world, the most tolerant of all kinds of behavior, cross-dressing is no big whoop for anybody here. But there really was a time when gender roles were very specific, and you didn't cross those lines unless you did it very furtively, wink, wink, kind of depressingly so. But a lot of kids came from other parts of the country thinking that San Francisco would maybe be better. Some of them were underage. What happened to them when they hit San Francisco and you're there at this time and you end up helping them?
Well, you know, it seems that Glide Church had also done a study with the other churches in San Francisco that a lot of the youth were coming to, as you said, flocking to San Francisco. And because they had no funds, because they didn't have an education, they didn't have a high school diploma, they had no skills. I asked one kid, and he said, well, I do very well on a ranch. Do you see any cows? So they were arriving in San Francisco without marketable skills, and so they ended up living on the streets. And this was also just about 2 years before the Summer of Love, when there was also another flock of people coming, thanks to Timothy Leary, telling people to come to San Francisco. And what's that song, Be Sure to Wear Flowers in Your Hair?
Exactly.
So the street life was not good. The people were starving. Some people would get, if someone got a hotel room for the night, then maybe 5-6 people would sleep in there with them. It was very communal because people realized that they needed each other to survive.
And that must have been dangerous, no? Or was it easier to sleep on the street then?
Well, I never did because I had tens of thousands of dollars. I was supposed to go on a mission for my church. And I said, I'm not going to do a mission for the church. They're anti-gay, and I'm gay. And so my parents, surprisingly, the missions are funded by the parents, not by the church. So
you're
my parents surprisingly said, oh, you can have all the money. What do you want to do? And I said, well, I want to go to San Francisco. So that money lasted me about 5 years. And I then saw that I was asked by Joel Williams to help the street kids. And I said, well, why do you want me to help them? He said, well, you're an adult. You've gone to college. You have some education. You should be able to figure out something. And also, you're a priest. Well, I thought that the only thing that one could do is to copy Dr. King and ask for to demonstrate for acceptance, equal treatment, and to end discrimination. And the kids said they were willing to do it, but they were afraid because they were still being beaten. They were still being victimized, and it was actually dangerous. I had knives and guns drawn upon me a number of times, and I simply stood quietly, and they didn't know I was praying. But I survived. No one really attacked me.
Wow.
And there's a demonstration you're going to tell us about when we come back that's kind of famous for one that happened in San Francisco. I want you to tell us about that one as well.
Oh, sure.
Because
happy
it was a pivotal event in changing the culture of San Francisco from being very gay unfriendly to what it is today.
Hey, it's Chip Franklin with a basic question. Do you have 5 minutes? Well, what if I told you a five-minute phone call could help you start saving $150 or $250 or maybe $300 a month every single month? Mortgage rates are down, and you need to put your home to work for you, so call my good buddy Kevin Lyons, president of Anchor Funding. You can start lowering your monthly payments and freeing up some extra cash. I know personally, Kevin helped me with a refi, save $350 a month. You see, because of low rates and increased property values, Kevin Lyons helped a listener save over $480 a month. All he had to do was call Kevin. He went to work for them, and now they're saving over $5,000 a year. So do you have 5 minutes to save hundreds of dollars each month? Well, call Kevin Lyons right now, 800-333-5157. That's 800-333-5157 or online at anchorfunding.net. That's 800-333-5157. Now I'm going to talk real fast. Equal housing lender, BRE number 01276087, NMLS 236419. Not all applicants qualify. Loans made or arranged pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lenders Law.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that'll show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-570-2198 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-570-2198 right now to get your free tax lien kit, plus two free tickets to a live training event coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-570-2198. That's 800-570-2198 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
If you're filling your summer with outdoor adventures, chances are you're seeing evidence of those adventures in your carpet. It's time for you to call Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet cleaners. Call now to take advantage of the July summer special. Three rooms cleaned for $119, plus Zero Res will clean a 10-foot hallway for free. Call 877-321-0739. That's 877-321-0739. Zero Res.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see two shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, six shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 413-1083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
I'm Christine Kraft. I'm in for Drex. Heather is here, and we're talking also to Adrian. Sorry, Adrian. I just had a little mental burp there. Adrian Rabarur, which we love your name. It has such power. It's like a lion's roar, you know, Adrian Rabarur. And I remember you from, I came to San Francisco later than you were there. We did know each other in Carmel many years ago. I should mention that. And I watched all this with you. and saw you do something that was really quite brave. You were on the cutting edge of history because San Francisco was not a gay-friendly place at all. You were a gay man, a former Mormon priest, right? You sort of disconnect from that and decide to do your mission right here in the streets of San Francisco. And there were, and you got these young kids who were coming to San Francisco seeking a better life, getting kicked out of their homes and God knows where. But they were still pariahs in San Francisco, and there was a lot of I remember the demonstration with the brooms, and you all took brooms. You got involved in not civil disobedience, but using your First Amendment rights to protest the treatment. And the pictures of, you know, brooming down the street, because they used to shuffle young gay people out of the stores and tell them not to shop there or eat the food outside or whatever. So you got them to get into some public activity there, some protest, lawful protest, including the sort of sweep in, I'll call it. But I want you to tell us about the one at the cafeteria.
Sure. That was at Compton's. What actually happened in the morning was Dixie Russo came into the doggy diner first and asked for some coffee and something to eat. The clerk refused to serve Dixie. Dixie threw the sugar shaker down, and next we were surrounded by 17 police in riot gear. We sat inside the doggy diner for over 5 hours thinking we were going to be, you know, arrested at any moment, and perhaps Chief Elliot Blackstone, might have intervened because finally the police withdrew. So when the police withdrew, all of a sudden, everyone who was inside, I was inside too, felt, oh, what a miracle. The things that people have been afraid of actually withdrew, and they had won a small battle. And so word spread on the street instantly throughout the day. So that evening, when a street queen was insulted by the clerk, the Compton riot ensued. So I think that I was told one person took a tray and hit the clerk on the head with the tray. Someone else threw something through the window, and it just was pandemonium. The people were upset about disrespect. They said they wouldn't take disrespect anymore. And so also I was told that I was a half a block away from that. I was told that the newsstand was set on fire and some other things were too. And then the next morning things were boarded up. But it was never in the paper. That was the interesting thing. Ray Brochures put it in his paper, and I think Hal Call put it in his small paper. But other than that, it really wasn't reported by the mainstream press. But
isn't that interesting? And yet the mainstream press, a couple decades later, would make a killing selling newspapers with the story of Harvey Milk and his revolution. So Vanguard was fueled by political activism. It was fueled by these young people finally having some place to go where they could relate to being part of a family of some sort. And then Glide got involved, didn't it?
Yes, it was wonderful. About the 7th or 8th month, Glide began to sponsor Vanguard. They sent Reverend Ed Hansen, who was not our advisor, to a Vanguard meeting and said Glide was willing to sponsor Vanguard now. Were they interested? The kids asked what would that entail, and Reverend Hansen said it would be funding. So they, of course, voted yes. So in June of 1966, after about 9 months, Vanguard then voted and became sponsored by Glide. Glide then suggested they apply for nonprofit status, which they began that paperwork. And then by the end of 1966 and in beginning in 1967, Vanguard had internal strife, and it fell apart, and it then split in two. The people from that founded the first gay and lesbian center in the nation. Dixie Russo headed that effort. And it existed for a while at 330 Grove Street, then it moved over to Hyde Street, and then ended in the 80s. And the other fraction became the Hospitality House, which still exists today and serves the people in the Tenderloin.
Hey, can
that's
I
on Kirk Street.
Backtrack a little bit? I was really curious why Dixie wasn't served at Doggy Diner. Like, what'd they say before she threw down the shaker?
You got it.
She came in the morning with lipstick and makeup and a blouse. And the fellow insisted that Dixie had to go home and change and then come back and remove the makeup, and then they would serve Dixie.
Gotcha. I needed this to play like a movie in my head because it would be a great movie. And where was Compton's located?
Compton's is on the corner of Turk and Taylor. There's even a plaque in the sidewalk which mentions that this is where the famous Compton's riot occurred. Now, most of the people in the riot, I do not believe, were Vanguard members. Some of the people in the riot were Vanguard members because Dixie said she was inside. I asked her, did you start it? She was, no.
I just shook my shaker. Yeah.
Is Dixie still with us?
I've looked for Dixie for years. I'd love to find her. The last I heard was in 1971, maybe, or 69. She was a member of the Imperial Court. She was a princess of the Imperial Court, and then I haven't found her since. Dixie Russo was originally Joseph Russo from Brooklyn, New York, and was 19.
Paging Dixie Russo. If you can hear my voice, Dixie Russo, please contact KGO and Adrian Robberoor as well. Well, I got to ask you this before we let you go. You've seen so many changes in your long, and I mean long life, really a founding father of gay rights in San Francisco, and then the Board of Supervisors recognized that and honored you for it. You've never been one to seek out the limelight for yourself, and I'm glad you've gotten it. But when you see the changes in society now, when you see the Empire State Building lit up in the rainbow flag colors and the Capitol in California and the gay marriage ruling with a Republican-appointed judge writing the key decision in that case, Justice Kennedy, approving gay marriage, and you see how far we come, aren't you staggered sometimes at how far away the old, but it must feel like yesterday too?
Well, you know, the thing that has always been my beacon has been integrity. And I think that when people realize that they were not mentally ill, that instead they simply were loving, and that everyone's the same, but there's variations of among the species, then we're all the same, and there's no really reason to discriminate. I got my inspiration from Dr. King. I realized when he said equality is for everyone, I realized he meant absolutely everyone, and that he did mean everyone. My neighbor is the son of one of his ministers, and so, yeah, he assures me that's true.
Well, gosh, thank you. What a story, huh, Heather? Who knew all these things?
I know, and it had me Googling while we were doing it, and there is a film, Screaming Queens, The Riot at Compton's Cafeteria.
All right.
So at least there's that.
Felicia Elizondo is in it. She's absolutely fabulous. I know her well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I'm watching that for sure. And most all of this took place in the Turk and Taylor area or the Tenderloin?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Historic part of San Francisco.
Thank you, Adrian Robberoor.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share a moment. And San Francisco is an absolutely wonderful place, and the nation is too, because its heart is open, and we all are sharing the goodness of our souls and being one together.
Yes. Congratulations as well.
Yeah, thanks. Congrats. All right. Bye-bye. That kind of wraps it up for this hour, does it not, Heather? Are we up against the clock here? We've got other things to talk about. This is the bottom of the hour, as she said.
Regardless,
it is
the time that we go to John Libertini in the KGO newsroom.
Yes.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers, 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
Hi, welcome to Staples. What can I help you find today?
Yeah, hi. I need a new printer. Mine's way too slow.
Perfect timing. This week, we've got amazing deals on all regularly priced HP printers in the store, up to 50% off.
Wow, you're a lifesaver.
That's not all. All HP ink is buy one and get the second half off this week.
Wow, must be my lucky day.
It's your lucky week, but only this week.
Make big savings happen. Make better printing happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers end 8/1/15. 50% discount excludes HP toner and limit 2 per customer. May not be combined with other offers while supplies last. See store or staples.com for details.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free trading and investing class so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in and mention Offer Radio 50, Online Trading Academy will comp the class and even send you home with a free $247 home study program. Call right now and reserve your seat while space is still available. Call 888-712-TRADE. Call 888-712-TRADE. Mention Offer Radio 50. Call 888-712-TRADE or online at otaclass.com. That's 888-712-8723 or otaclass.com.
It is 8:30 in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the bottom of the hour, the changing meaning of diversity.
It basically helps the university better understand and meet the diverse needs of its students.
At UC Berkeley, students now identified on applications by ethnicity and sexual orientation. But as KGO 810's Kristen Haynes reports, that's not as simple as it sounds.
There are now six gender choices on the UC application, says Kate Mosier with the Office of the President.
Male, female, trans male, trans man, trans female or trans woman, gender queer or gender nonconforming, or different identity.
She says this isn't the only thing they're doing to make people feel more comfortable on campus.
UC is initiating a two-year project to promote interdisciplinary study of genders and sexualities.
UC is also putting in gender-neutral bathrooms and changing rooms.
In Hayward tonight, remembering a fallen police officer.
I cannot even begin to put into words how tragic this event has been.
A private viewing is taking place tonight for Sergeant Scott Lunger. Lunger, who was killed during a routine traffic stop last week, will be publicly honored tomorrow during a funeral service so large it had to be moved to Oakland's Oracle Arena. Here's KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
We're staying incredibly busy putting together the most epic, honorable celebration of life tomorrow.
Chief Diane Urban briefing the media one last time before tomorrow's service. She says Lunger was an officer who loved the ceremonial, and they won't disappoint.
And to have that Oracle Arena filled with people who love and support would be so very, very meaningful.
Sergeant Lunger, who leaves behind two grown daughters, the first Hayward officer to be killed in the line of duty since 1987.
And now to the fire lines.
I am seeing hazy, billowy, gray with a tinge of yellow, plumes of smoke just coming over from the Kelseyville side of Mount Conocti.
That's Margie Lesh describing the rock fire as it exploded this afternoon between 4 and 7 o'clock tonight. It jumped from 150 to more than 1,000 acres in an area 8 miles southeast of Clear Lake. 100-degree temperatures, dry air, and high winds allowed hot embers to spark numerous spot fires in several places, keeping firefighters busy. CAL FIRE's Susan Blankenship.
Currently, the acreage is at 1,000 acres with 0% containment. This is a fast-moving fire, so when the fire first broke out, we had immediate evacuation.
Mandatory evacuations have been ordered near Morgan Valley and Rocky Creek Roads. Air tankers are dropping water and fire retardant from the air, but those tankers are going to be grounded at sundown. If temperatures do not drop overnight, and this information we just received from CAL FIRE tells us the rock fire could explode to more than 5,000 acres overnight. And now to your money. Interest rates could come up later this year, but the Federal Reserve Bank says it wants to see more economic gain and higher inflation before it gives the green light, though most are betting on this fall. Debris found off the coast of Madagascar in the Indian Ocean could be that from a missing Malaysian Airlines flight. Mary Schiavo, former Inspector General at the U.S. Department of Transportation, says it's possible for debris to float a very long way.
I have worked plane crashes where it has traveled hundreds or thousands of miles. It just depends what the part is, and if there was air trapped in that wing, it's possible to ride with the currents.
The London Daily Mail is reporting a 6.5-foot-long piece of wreckage was found on a beach covered in shells. Flight 370 vanished in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:33.
You may not realize how dirty your carpet is until you see it cleaned by Zero Res. Take advantage of the July summer special. Three rooms clean for $119 and a 10-foot hallway clean for free. 877-321-0739.
How would you like to make some serious cash flipping houses in your area? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of the Nick Fertucci Real Estate Academy. Over the last few years, my elite team of committed house flippers has been using my three-step fortunes and flipping system to buy and sell properties for quick profits and long-term financial gains. Now it's your turn to have the same investor success. For a limited time, I will send anyone that calls a free copy of my fortunes and flipping kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid. There's no catch. I even pay the shipping cost. In my free kit, I eliminate all the guesswork and I break down the process for evaluating properties for a quick turn and instant profit. And I show you how to access some very unique financing programs to finance your deal.
Call 1-800-716-1936 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-716-1936 in the next 20 minutes. And Nick will also give you free tickets to a live training, which includes a free meal coming to the Bay Area. Call 800-716-1936. That's 800-716-1936. And get your free kit now.
It is 8:35 on KGO. Time again to check your Bay Area roadways with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. The heaviest jam-ups by far right now are in the city. The sleep traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Coming up northbound 101, traffic is going to drop to a crawl on you shortly after you pass 280, and from there, you will inch along all the way to the Skyway. Now, if you're staying on 101, you get no jam-ups past the 80 split. Eastbound on the Skyway is a parking lot from 101 to the lower deck, but the Bay Bridge itself is clear in both directions the entire way. Now, getting some minor construction slowdowns on the San Mateo Bridge at midspan, but it's not bad, like I say, at the moment. Looking up in Sonoma, eastbound 37 still trying to unwind. Your stop and go from just before 121 almost to Walnut Avenue in Vallejo. And checking out northbound 101 here in Marin County in San Rafael, traffic drops to a near stop just before Anderson Drive. And it stays that way up to the 580 split, but no accident or construction reported yet. Tuesday's got a little wackier. Beach Blanket Babylon, filled with spoofs of your favorite pop culture characters, has added shows on Tuesdays in July. For tickets to the ultimate only in San Francisco experience, visit beachblanketbabylon.com today. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Boy, I tell you what, that phlegm in Lee's throat just sounds terrible tonight. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Scorching temperatures around the Bay Area today. 107 in Livermore. It is going to be slightly cooler tomorrow, but we'll still see triple digits inland. Livermore, Kentfield, Napa. The beaches will return to the 60s on Friday, 70s in Santa Cruz, mid-90s inland. The humidity will go up, and come Saturday, it will be hot and humid, and you know how that works. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got highs, the hot spots in three places, Concord, Fairfield, and Livermore, all checking in at 82 degrees. It's 61 in Pacifica, 63 in Oakland, 76 in San Jose, 63 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues with Christine Kraft filling in tonight. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
It's too hot. It's hotsy-totsy. I hate it. I shouldn't whine. I'm Christine Kraft in for Drex. I know he hates it, and Heather loves it. So there we go. You little. It was 109 in Sacramento today. It's just really too much. And tomorrow it's only going to be 107.
Hey, real quick, a very helpful KGO caller called
what?
While Lee Graham was on the air, so I didn't hear if he had the crash, but she did say that traffic is at a standstill. In San Rafael with an accident, North 101 at 580, there's an overturn in the left lane, so traffic's rapidly backing up. She said CHP weren't on the scene yet, and that southbound, because debris had flown over in that direction, is starting to jam up as well. Just a little help for our
avoid.
Listeners.
Yes, yeah. Avoid, if you can, that area. Absolutely. Thanks for that, Heather.
Sure.
Oh, gosh. Well, because we mentioned this at the beginning of the program, it's by far the more important story, although at this point I'm not sure what it is exactly we say about it, and that is the Santa Cruz killing. And I just wanted to reintroduce that. If you wanted to call and say something about the fact that they have charged a 15-year-old and charged him as an adult, the allegations, it's a litany of sex crimes, forcible rape, kidnapping. This is on an 8-year-old girl, apparently lured her into his parents' apartment. This is what's alleged. And his name is Adrian Jerry Gonzalez. He's a yo-yo king of some repute. Lured her into his house with promises of ice cream and then attacked her from behind. She was taped with duct tape. Assaulted on several different levels sexually, there are allegations, strangled, and ends up in the dumpster, and this community is saying we can't believe that we've lost two people we really cared about, And the describing of this, if any of you in Santa Cruz knows anything about A.J. Gonzalez, who is the accused in this case, give us a call at 808810. Tell us some more. I mean, who are his parents? What is going on there? Because it still is, a lot is unclear. It's just Monday night since he was arrested. But obviously a very compelling case that people will be paying a lot of attention to. And one thing I have to tell you, because it seems like such a slam dunk, it seems so obvious, because there's videotape of him putting the body in the trash thing. I mean, that's pretty damning, isn't it? I don't know if they have a confession or not. But the media generally has to be really careful, everybody, and to not say he killed so-and-so, because it's still an allegation at this point. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that's important is the defense attorneys, and probably public defenders in this case, will be going, yes. Every time they hear a reporter or someone say, oh, yeah, well, he killed her, it's obvious, and he killed the girl, and so it's an allegation at this point. They'll be saying, perfect fuel for a change of venue request ultimately at trial. The question is always not did they know anything about a case? You can know plenty of things about it and still be on a jury. The question is, have you heard so much prejudicial conclusions about it that you can't give a fair listen to the evidence? Everybody needs to be careful of that one. But once again, if you know anything about the parties here and this kid, the 15-year-old Adrian Jerry Gonzalez, who was charged as an adult in this crime, give us a call at 808810. We'd like to know what you have to say, wouldn't we, Heather? We'd like to
hear
that from.
Sure would.
Yeah, so we'll just leave that out there on the table if anyone wants to call about it. Also, if you want to call about Lion Man, certainly feel free to do that. And because it's just interesting. This is something I find interesting. This is a political story, and I was talking to Heather about this before off the air, a political story out of Sacramento involving the mayor of Sacramento, who is involved in FOIA requests from some newspapers and a lawsuit about his use of Gmail accounts to do public business, private business, political business, business to help him raise funds to advance his own career. It's quite a scandal. So these newspapers, you know, filed FOIA requests to get these emails. And there's a big court battle over whether he has to disclose the emails and whether he should be using taxpayer-funded employees to do work that advances his political career. Obviously not. So the Sacramento News and Review, generally a very liberal alternative newspaper, printed a cartoon. And it showed the mayor of Sacramento. It's Kevin Johnson. He's a former NBA ball player, right? And he's African-American. The artist did a caricature of Kevin Johnson to put on the cover of the paper. And it shows clearly Kevin Johnson in a caricature cartoon form, looks exactly like him. In fact, they took the image directly from a photograph. That's how they made their rendering, their drawing. So it's not this obscene or weird or grotesque. It looks exactly like him, but it's African-American. Put it on the cover, and it showed him sweating bullets over these emails, right? That was the political story. Well, the mayor was not happy, and he sicked the NAACP on the little alternative newspaper, suing the newspaper, and freaking out. Not that the NAACP didn't sue it, but the NAACP said, we're not going to stand for this. We won't tolerate this. This is a throwback to the era of the minstrel shows and the portrayal of a black man as vicious. He doesn't look vicious or thuggish in the picture. He just looks scared, which he should be politically. And so my question is it okay? And any cartoonist will tell you, if it's a black politician, they have to be particularly careful. If they do a caricature or political cartoon, which always overemphasizes somebody's goofiest feature, you know, if it's your nose or your ears, look at Obama, you know, all the cartoons with Obama with big ears. So the NAACP jumped on this newspaper, we're not going to tolerate this. And the newspaper said, well, just because he's African-American doesn't mean that he gets a pass on being the subject of political cartoonists, etc. However, as they folded under the pressure from the NAACP, we realized that we don't have very many people of color working at our newspaper. So we don't want to offend anyone. Even though we don't think the cartoon was offensive, we're going to set up a paid internship program for young students of color who want to be interns at the newspaper. White students need not apply, is what the bottom line is on that one. So do you think the newspaper folded? Do you think it's possible for a paper, any paper? And I was talking to the cartoonist at the LA Times today. He always has he gets a lot of flack if he dares to do a caricature of a political cartoon of an African-American politician. Is that right? Shouldn't you be subjected to the same sort of ridicule as anybody else in the public arena? What do you think? I don't know. I think so. I think it's, you know, that's part of the game. Don't you, Heather?
I do. I had to really look at the picture and go, is this any ground for this griping whatsoever? And some feel that cronies of the mayor's are kind of ganging up on the little, you know, the little paper that could.
That's right. That's
to
right.
Just sort of muscle them under, I guess.
Yes, because the main newspaper in town, the Sacramento Bee, is totally owned by the Sacramento Kings, the arena, the mayor, the developers who will profit off all of the tax dollars who are used to do all of this. So let me just ask the audience in general, if you were a political cartoonist, would you refrain from doing a really good cartoon because the politician happened to be black and you didn't want to be accused of racism? In other words, doesn't this racism thing go way too far sometimes? It's been such a racy year, hasn't it?
Yes, not in a good way.
Not in a good way, absolutely not.
I'll put that up at KGO Radio's Facebook page so that people can check out the cartoon. And clearly they needed to show him in a way that was looking at their newspaper and kind of freaking out about it.
Right, because the newspaper was getting too close to the truth in this story. Information didn't want to get out there, so he's nervous. But he doesn't look like he's a vicious thug. He's just... It's him.
There's
right?
nothing violent about it. Yeah, that was another claim that they were making him look like a violent thug. But the other point being is, like, they couldn't have gotten a picture of him in this pose holding their newspaper, so they did the depiction.
Yeah, and shouldn't any politician be subjected to that? Of course, you got look at how much people draw Donald Trump, and he does. I'm sure he has to let most of it roll off of his. Hair too. I mean, you got to do that. That's part of the game. So I think Kevin Johnson, at the very least, has an awfully thin skin for somebody who wants to be a politician. So there. 800-810-810 is the phone number. If anything you want to comment about the Santa Cruz murder, the young man charged as an adult, the lion killer, and what ought to happen there, or political cartoonists and African American politicians, should they be fair game without charges of racism? I'm Christine Kraft.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works, guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at ovationhair.com.
Hey, Flo here, and this is my impression of an easily overwhelmed person finding out about Progressive Service Centers. A whole center devoted to helping me if I get into an accident? Ooh, that's too much! You drop your car off, they manage repairs, and if you need a rental, they give you one on site? Holy baloney macaroni! What will they think of next?
Taking the hassle out of making a claim. Now that's Progressive.
I forgot how to breathe! Does air go in my nose and out my mouth or the other way around? Ah!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Service centers not available in all areas. You have a choice of repair facilities.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our triple bonus mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I had the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
My family was devastated when my father lost over $1 million in the crash of 2008. Hi, my name is Ethan Kapp, and this crash devastated my family. 40 years of work and retirement dreams were dashed in less than 1 year. And to make matters worse, Dad had already retired. I was determined to find a better way, and luckily after 5 long years of research I did. I don't want your family to suffer through the next crash like we did. So today I'm giving you a free copy of my best-selling book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street. I reveal the strategies I discover where the wealthy grow their money safer than the stock market, get good rates of return, and get tax-free cash flow in retirement. If you're concerned about losing your hard-earned wealth in the next stock market crash, then call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now at 1-800-324-3030 to talk with a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. Magazine best-selling book. You'll discover how you can grow your money safer than the market and create tax-free retirement cash to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 57 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030. Again, 1-800-324-3030.
It's the 39th annual Oral-B Glide Floss Bridge to Bridge Run Sunday, October 4th with 5K and 12K events from the Bay Bridge to the Golden Gate Bridge. Live music, food, beer, and more benefit Special Olympics of Northern California. Don't miss out. Register now at bridgetobridge.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christine Kraft. I'm in for Drex tonight. Heather is here, and John Lobertini's in the newsroom. If there's any breaking news, he will bring it to us immediately right here on KGO. The phone number, 8080810. That's 415-8080-810. If you want to comment about the Santa Cruz murder, I mean, what is there to say, really, at this point, other than how just the details, the tragic nature of. Just be careful, though. If you're a media person, if you're constantly saying the killer is so-and-so, he did this, he did that, it's an allegation. I realize there's, apparently they're saying there's video that shows him putting the body in the dumpster, etc. Neighbors say they knew them both and liked AJ, or shocked that this would happen, etc. So if anybody knows him or knows about this family, where were his parents in all of this? Why is a 15-year-old just in this apartment by himself? I mean, I haven't heard anything yet about who the parents are. So if anybody from Santa Cruz particularly wants to weigh in, this is your opportunity. Anybody else who wants to talk about it is stunning. And I think really the larger point is, at some point, your kids are going to want to go out. I want to roller skate around the block myself, mom or dad. You know, you don't always have to go with me. And whatever age that happens to be, especially if you're in an apartment building, all the kids play with each other. Does mom or dad have to be watching every single second? How do you teach kids not to go with someone who lures them someplace?
Right. Candace DeLong had thoughts on that. And she always kind of freaked me out. I'm like, do you really want to tell kids, you know, stranger danger, and don't go somewhere, you know, if someone asks you to go with them, because then you're putting fear in their minds. And she's like, well, think of the alternative. And I'm going, all right, I guess it's sad, but it's the world we live in. So she does recommend for parents to do a little role playing.
Yeah, we would love to have had Candace here with us tonight, but she had something else she had to do. But I know she would have said exactly that about training your kids to actually role play with them, to set up circumstances where someone, you know, where you know what to say when somebody says, oh, do you want to see the puppy or whatever the lure is, you to actually role play, actually go through these scripts with kids. I wonder how many parents do that.
Yeah, probably not too many still, but please do.
And at what age, let me just ask you this. I mean, our own childhoods are different time, different eras, different times for both of us, but they're much more freedom. But I had very overprotective mother. No way. She really did see me almost every minute. I mean, like a hawk. I was the only child. It was probably a little easier to watch than if she'd had three or four. But at what age? I mean, at 12, you have to give them some independence to go with friends. At 11, you know, different degrees depending on what age you are and how developed you are. And to go off with your friends and roller skate or go out on those little scooters or whatever it is you do, you have to give them some freedom. I think I would go nuts if I had a young child right now in this climate. Although when you look at statistics, these kinds of things have sort of always happened. Mm-hmm. We tend to be more shocked now and think that there are more of these incidents, but in fact, they're throughout history. They're in every culture. And the difference now is that we have 24-hour cable news and internet, all these things blasting this information to us with each unfolding sickening detail vividly displayed, rapidly fired at our brains in a way that in a different era, it would be a newspaper that came out every day or a nightly broadcast that would have something, and things didn't move as quickly or as pervasively. And as you know, as easily as they become the story du jour, they also vanish very quickly to be replaced by the next outrageous story, don't they? And the next outrageous story is always just around the corner. Here's an outrageous story. Here's a political story. I love Donald Trump. And I have to laugh at the so-called progressives who want to silence Donald Trump. No. Let it play out. Each step he takes is amusing. Sometimes he says things that are absolutely, strangely right on. And you know what I'm talking about. Today, there was one. But you sort of let him... You let Trump be Trump. You let him be at the... You do all that. You don't try to silence him. It's to your benefit not to try to silence him. But today his one, there was a lawyer who once had to depose Trump. She represented a plaintiff in a real estate case involving some tenants. I guess he was trying to evict or something. He ultimately won the case, he says. I don't know the facts of the case. But she was just doing a standard civil deposition of Donald Trump. He's the named party, named defendant in this action. So she's doing a deposition. They had already worked out, the two teams of lawyers, her team and Trump's lawyers, that we need to take a lunch break at a time certain because we have to do it. We have to take the lunch break. We can't keep doing the deposition through lunch. I've done many depositions. They're tedious. They're long. They're intense. They're everything. Boring. All of it. All in one big package. They go on endlessly. And sometimes the parties will agree, you know, we want to get this over. We won't break for lunch. We'll just work right on through. And people do that. In this case, she had said, I must take this break because I have to express breast milk for my child. I need to take that break. It has to be part of our agreement. You make these agreements before you go into the deposition. They had one. So Trump knew that this had been built into his time. I guess his time is so rare that the whole world can't, you know, it can't do anything if his time is involved. Anyway, it's a deposition. And comes time for the agreed-upon break that the parties had agreed on before, and she said, yes, I need to take this break now. I have a brand-new baby. I have to express milk for the child. Use my breast pump. So she says that Trump turned red in the face, which he frequently does. Have you noticed? He gets kind of very, very beet red very quickly in the face and said, you're disgusting. So you're just disgusting. And he gets up and leaves the room. So she goes on the morning shows and describes, you know, this is the way he acted at that. My one encounter with him was very unpleasant and unnecessary. We had agreed to take this break. He was appalled and he couldn't stand to be in the same building, apparently, and he left. So when CNN asked Trump tonight about this story, he said, oh, she's a vicious, awful person. It's just another lawyer in a case in a deposition against him. And I beat her in court, and we need more winners and honors. Well, I guess I might have said something about it being disgusting. I suppose she wanted to do the breast pump right in front of me. Disgusting. So that's the latest Trump. He also said he wanted to bring what's-her-face Sarah Palin into his cabinet, which I think may lose him a few points. Let's go to Bob. Where are you? In Nice? Nice? Where are you, Bob?
It's spelled like Nice, but it's Nice. It's right up near Lakeport at the top of Clear Lake, kind of not too close to the fire, but kind of near
there. I was
going
to say, there's a fire up there, yeah.
But it's at the other end of the lake. But anyway, Clarence Thomas, I'm looking at a whole bunch of political cartoons where he looks terrible, but yeah. I never heard a word because he doesn't really represent the African-American community, and maybe also because he's married
maybe
to a white.
It. Yeah, and Kevin Johnson is married to a Korean, so who knows?
Yeah, so I don't know. I just think it's hypocritical, and I think everyone should be fair game for those cartoons. But
you
that's my
bet.
Take.
And what should they do? Show the person who's a black politician, but have them in white face because they'd be offended if the skin was too dark. It looks exactly like him. There's no doubt about who it is. They didn't make him look like a monster or make him look vicious. And I agree with you, as you can tell, Bob. Take care of yourself.
Thank
up
you.
In Nice, nice Nice, California, up by Clear Lake, where there's a bad fire. And to all the firefighters, our hearts go out to you. Another hot triple digit. Temperature day tomorrow and lots of fuel out there, fires that we usually have in October.
Right. This is actually reminding me really quickly of the Time magazine cover where they darkened OJ, which I would think would be, you know, a far greater crime,
yeah,
I suppose.
I guess. Oh, well. Well, I wouldn't. They used to do, when I had that kind of famous lawsuit many years ago, they did some cartoons with me. Some of them I adored, including one of me dressed in a burlesque outfit, which I should show to you someday, Heather,
yes.
as Fifi LaRue. And some of them I didn't like, but you just take it. That's part of the territory.
Yeah.
You know? So grow a pair, Mayor of Sacramento. Really, get some tough skin there. We've got more to talk about in the next hour, don't we?
Sure do. First,
so
we're going
right
to check
here.
Into the KGO Newsroom with John Lubertini.
Sleep is very important to me, and when I sink into my mattress, I just melt.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to enjoy huge savings and a great night's sleep. This is Randy Mancini inviting you to our triple bonus mattress sale.
I've had a lot of back problems, and I had the best sleep I've ever had in my whole life.
At Mancini's, we offer the largest selection of top brand mattresses at the lowest possible price.
Crawling into it is like heaven.
Hurry in for this limited offer. Visit sleepworld.com.
I wouldn't go anywhere else but Mancini Sleep World.
My family was devastated when my father lost over $1 million in the crash of 2008. Hi, my name is Ethan Kapp, and this crash devastated my family. 40 years of work and retirement dreams were dashed in less than 1 year. And to make matters worse, Dad had already retired. I was determined to find a better way, and luckily after 5 long years of research I did. I don't want your family to suffer through the next crash like we did. So today I'm giving you a free copy of my best-selling book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street. I reveal the strategies I discovered where the wealthy grow their money safer than the stock market, get good rates of return, and get tax-free cash flow in retirement. If you're concerned about losing your hard-earned wealth in the next stock market crash, then call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now at 1-800-324-3030 to talk with a specialist and get a free copy of my Inc. Magazine best-selling book. You'll discover how you can grow your money safer than the market and create tax-free retirement cash to protect yourself from taxes and crashes. The next 57 callers get free shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030. Again, 1-800-324-3030.
It's the 39th annual Oral-B Glide Floss Bridge-to-Bridge Run Sunday, October 4th, with 5K and 12K events from the Bay Bridge to the Golden Gate Bridge. Live music, food, beer, and more. Benefit Special Olympics of Northern California. Don't miss out. Register now at bridgetobridge.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If it's hard to stop, are you hear squealing and grinding noises during...